Good afternoon. Welcome to the Castro Valley Band Orchestra East Festival, 3/31/17, Fremont Hopkins Junior High School and Greg Conway. It's nice to see all this participation. Looking forward to hearing the group. I see you've got Joshua Missile, the nice challenge, 5/8 time signature. It looks great. A little contrast.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
The Suniyama.
California Music Educators Association Band.
And a big closer dedicated to Puget Sound. Looks good.
Next group to perform is Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra from Fremont. They'll be performing Kaleidoscope from Joshua Missile, Suniyama from Kaikoi Mata, and Pictures of Puget Sound from Alan Lee Silva. Please help me welcome Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra to stage.
All right, welcome. Like I said, it's great to see this level of participation. Forty-five chairs plus a pianist. It's wonderful, and bassist. Dealing with the time signature well, I could use a little more articulation between the notes, some spaces between the notes. I like your pitch, good. You made a good transition to the 7/8 back there at bar 13. Not bad, going F sharp, C sharp, cello is good. Now, from where I'm sitting, I'm having a little bit of a challenge with balance. I think the other sections could come down a little more so the first violins can be better heard. Same thing here. Remember, if you don't have the moving part, back off a little bit to let the moving line come through. Nice Aeolian mode study. Good. So we've had ABA, a nice contrast. Pretty darn strong. How about a crescendo here? Yeah, you could make more use of the contrast, the crescendo of 46 into 47. And then come down. Oftentimes it's better to exaggerate dynamics than to read them precisely. And lots of times we think we're making dynamic changes, but we don't hear it out front here. And then back to the 6/8. Back to the original flavor. What a great chart to teach the kids rhythm. You're very successful at getting these notes. Good for you. And you're doing a pretty darn good job of not rushing on the repeated figures. You weren't quite together on the quarter notes there. It's important to keep subdividing. All right, that's a good job. Big applause. Some of the things I talked about, separating the notes a little bit for better articulation, balance, and then really trying to do as much as you can with dynamic changes and contrasts and also the lyrical middle section of that piece. But really good introduction and execution of 5-8, 6-8, 7-8, 4-4. My head's spinning, isn't yours? Okay, we're pushing forward just a little bit. At the ends of phrases, relax the tempo a little bit. Maybe at the end of each bar in this piece. Nice, strong viola entrance, good. Now maybe subdividing into a 3 and 4 and right here. 2, 3. Yeah, in bar 8, I would subdivide that last half note. Just to make it really drawn out. Mm-hmm. Nice little string quartet. Remember, bring out the moving parts and back off if you're playing the longer tones. Yeah, even more viola there. You could shape that with a dee-da, dee-da crescendo. Don't let them just be exactly the same. Nice, lovely cello. That's a hard chord to get to, the minor, major, 7, and then the 6. Good. Good attention to intonation. Mm-hmm. My compliments to the viola for being so in tune on that 2nd, E to F sharp, or the 9th. Remember, there's a reason why he writes the up bow at the beginning of those, the ands of one cellos, so you don't sort of pounce on it too much. They're ready to start learning vibrato. Everybody should be trying to do that on this. Yeah, I missed an opportunity for some real expression there, bar 31. Ritardando. A little bit of fishing in the seconds there, E to F sharp. Generally excellent. I think it's really helpful to have your students sing the parts in certain spots. Like right there, see the F sharp sounded detached from the rest of the major in bar 38. This is all, by the way, in the context of I am very impressed with how good this group is sounding. Put in some real woodshedding to get these notes right. My Davisi Violin 1, let me hear all your parts. Thank you. it's a fun sonority. Back to the quartet. That fourth finger solidly down there. Gosh, I'd even want to rescore this for some sul tasto, playing over the fingerboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could even make more out of that decrescendo and take your time with that last fermata. But, you know, the hardest music to play is the slow, simple stuff. And being introduced to such a nice sound is a nice piece is a great way to start. My compliments. Some Puget Sound. It's funny, I spell it P-U-D-G-E-T. Pudget. Okay. I think you can get more sound out of the group there. Yeah. Yet ticket. Mm-hmm. It has the sense of the ambience of a fiddler's tune about it. That, but sounds good. Losing the seconds a little bit in these passages. You know what? It sounds like you clearly enjoy performing this piece, kids. And there we go. It's easier to do that crescendo if you come down even more on the forte piano. Okay, so in the context of very, very good performance and a nice variety of music, and especially wonderful rhythmic training, all those little extra elements that really make the music sparkle, you just keep working on that. Contrast between staccato, legato. What is your forte as an ensemble? What is your piano as an ensemble? How can we make more use of crescendo, decrescendo? The sul tasto didn't really come across for me, but I was maybe a little distracted by hearing the wonderful piano playing in that last piece. What a nice showcase for her. Hey, keep up the good work. The hardest pieces are always the ballads, and I was really charmed by the string quartet sections. Really nice to hear your group. And keep on doing what you're doing. Thanks for being here today. It was a pleasure, real treat. I'll see you in a minute. This is Tim Price, signing off. Bye.